Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome, welcome to our show. And as always, I'm very grateful for you listening in, or to you for listening in would be the better grammar. And Western Mass, what can I say? You're on the air. Funky weather for this summer, and particularly this month, eh what? Bad air and too much water in combo. Since last Monday, the Connecticut River has been impacted by a large amount of rainfall, causing flooding along the river in Franklin, Hampshire, and Hamden County, as well as in Connecticut. Local businesses and farms along the Connecticut River have reported significant damage due to flooding. So, an air quality alert is in effect across Western Mass, Hamden and Hampshire County towns, for unhealthy or sensitive groups territory on Tuesday and Wednesday. Further north in Franklin and Berkshire County, they're going to get it worse, though. Greenfield's AQI already reading over 150, putting communities there in very unhealthy categories. Hospice of the Fisher Home is going to host a garden party at their residence and headquarters in Amherst. That's coming up on Thursday the 27th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Executive Director Maria Rivera will launch the Fisher Homes annual campaign, aiming to raise $500,000, much of which is needed for critical infrastructure repairs at the hospice's 9-bed residence, and that's located at 1165 North Pleasant in Amherst. Now, the guests who attend the garden party will meet staff from the Fisher Home, as well as board members and volunteers. Now, if you'd like to learn more about the mission of the Fisher Home, to provide comprehensive and supportive end-of-life care to individuals and their families, you can attend. Refreshments and light snacks will be served while the guests enjoy live jazz, and now, there's no cost to come, but donations will be gratefully accepted. Mayor Sarno has appointed Christy Torres of Springfield to the Board of Police Commissioners. Torres is going to replace Norman Roldan, who resigned on June 30th, 2023, and she will serve out the remainder of that term, which expires on April 1st, 2024. Torres currently serves as the CEO/president of the Western Mass Tiny Home Initiative and also served as a compliance and operations manager for a construction company. She previously worked as a property manager for both the Valley Opportunity Council and Home City Housing. Springfield Police Superintendent Cheryl Klaprud notes that the Springfield Police Department has been awarded a Jail Arrest Diversion Program grant of $367,474 from the Mass Department of Mental Health. Now, the grant is going to support a clinical co-response staff of 3 and a clinical supervisor from BHN to assist and respond with Springfield police officers during crisis and follow-up calls for service. Dakin Humane Society will be reducing adoption fees for all animals by 50% through this month, the month of July. Now, Dakin typically shelters cats, dogs, and other small critters, including birds and guinea pigs and rabbits and ferrets and chinchillas and hamsters and gerbils and mice and ferrets and rats. Oh my! Adoption fees at Dakin include a variety of services and treatments, including a veterinary exam, spay-neuter surgery, age-appropriate vaccinations, microchip and registration, deworming treatment, a rabies vaccine if the pet is over 12 weeks of age, a behavior evaluation, access to behavior support, a free post-adoption veterinary exam at participating clinics, and even a food starter pack. More good work from the Dakin folks. Springfield Parks Department announcing that the construction and maintenance of the splash pads at Ruth Elizabeth Park and Barrows Park have been completed. Just in the nick of time, right to the heat wave. And that they are now open. The city's summer aquatic season began Saturday, July 1st, and that ends on Saturday, August, let me see if I have this date right, August 12th, yes. City residents will have an opportunity to swim all summer long for free at Forest Park Pool. Now, the pool will be open every day of the week, from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and all pool users have to have a valid pool pass. Please note, no pool pass or identification is required for the use of the splash pads. Now, the Hibernians of Hampton, Hampshire counties are hosting their traditional summer picnic to celebrate Irish American heritage, and that's coming up on Sunday, August 27, from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Hamels Summit View Pavilion, and that's 555 Northampton Street in Holyoke. The tickets are $30 per person for adults and $11 for children 15 years old or younger. For reservations, you can call John Gogan at 860-904-3056 or Fran Hennessy at 413-785-5687. You know, every now and then you see an item about robocalls, phone scams, etc., and efforts to stop them. I kind of shake my head. I feel like it's akin to trying to stop the wind from blowing. But there seems to be a renewed federal effort to put a stop to this intrusion and overall annoyance. The FTC, along with the Massachusetts Attorney General, have announced a new initiative to combat illegal telemarketing and robocalls. Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell announced the joint state and federal operation. The operation is called Operation Stop Scam Calls. This initiative builds on the efforts of Massachusetts and other state and federal partners to target telemarketers and companies that hire them. It also targets Voice Over Internet Protocol. If you've seen that acronym VOIP and wondered what it meant, Voice Over Internet Protocol service providers who facilitate some tens of billions of illegal robocalls every year, which often originate overseas. Well, I wish them a lot of luck. It drives me crazy. What can I say? And now, ladies and gentlemen, a few moments with our Art Street reporter, Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The Springfield Chamber Players, Moso Horn Trio, perform on the Seveners Series in Worthington Sunday afternoon. The Moso Horn Trio will perform the world premiere of Triptych for Piano, Violin, and Horn, a commissioned work by Max Mueller, in a program that also includes works by Duvernoy, Madsen, and Brahms. The Seveners concert's at 4 o'clock. It's free, with donations accepted at the door. For details, seveners.org. The Springfield Jazz and Roots Festival returns to downtown Springfield July 20th through 22nd. Some of the headliners will include Avery Sharp, with members of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra, Frank Manzi, Ron Smith, and others. And concerts will be held throughout downtown Springfield. For details, springfieldjazzfest.com. Breaking the Mold, Baroque, Bel Canto, and Beyond opens the Berkshire Opera Festival summer season at the Mahewi, July 22nd. For details, mahewi.org. Hope I Die Before I Get Old, a half-historical, half-whimsical show written and performed by John Pfeffer, a Valley newcomer with an international resume of original performances, will be performed at East Hampton's Blue Room at City Space, July 21st through the 29th. Chris Roman directs. For details, eventbrite.com. Blues for an Alabama Sky, Pearl Klieg's Portrait of the Harlem Renaissance comes to Barrington Stage through August 5th. Candace C. Jones directs. Blues for an Alabama Sky was originally performed at Hartford Stage back in 1996 with Felicia Rashad in the cast. For details, barringtonstagego.org. Tanglewood's Berkshire Day concert will feature the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Thomas Wilkins, in a performance featuring Duke Ellington's Suite from the River, Coleridge Taylor's Ballad in A Minor, and more, July 23rd. Berkshire County residents can attend this performance for free. For details, tanglewood.org. Taylor Mack will headline Barrington Stage Company's 2023 Gala, A Night at the Kit Kat Club, July 24th at the Stationery Factory in Dalton. The evening features Gypsy Lane, Brownskin Band, and more. Mack, a Pulitzer Prize finalist, MacArthur Fellow, Tony nominee, and more, is creator of The 24-Decade History of Popular Music, which is available on HBO for streaming. For details, BarringtonStageCo.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark, and we'll close our program with remembrance for a respected life in Western Mass as we note the passing of the owner of Brunel's Marina. Luke Brunel was widely respected and admired for his unwavering dedication to providing exceptional service and fostering a welcoming environment for boating enthusiasts. As the owner of Brunel's Marina, he created a thriving hub that brought joy to countless individuals and families. Rest in peace, Luke Brunel. Thank you very much for being with us on our program today. We look forward to having you with us again for another overview of Western Mass in Focus here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.